Good evening and welcome to the Gnostic Waves, vibrating into the absolute, the show that brings you all things of esoteric or mystical, philosophical and psychological nature. So hopefully you can stay for the show. It goes for an hour, and towards the last quarter I do a meditation practice, so we get an opportunity to put this work into practice, an opportunity to really go within, which is where the real gnosis is. So, welcome, if you're a new listener or not. If you happen to miss any of the show recordings, I put most of them up on the website, gnosticwaves.com. It's GNOSTICWAVES.com. And I welcome any questions, comments, or dare I say complaints. You can post it on the webpage, or there's the email address for the show, which is gnosticwaves@gmail.com. So feel free to email either during the show or any time in between, and that email will be answered. Okay, so my name is Diana, in case you haven't tuned in before. And today I'm going to be talking on the topic of the nous atom. And sometimes, I've heard other people pronounce this nous, the nous atom. And I was inspired to talk on this topic just quite randomly out of nowhere. And so I thought I'd better follow that. It was probably my nous atom directing it, which will become clearer why I said that. And this teaching, well, the Master Samael, who we know is the founder of the modern Gnostic movement, he talks about the nous atom. He doesn't talk a lot about it. But the majority of tonight's teachings is from the book by the Master Moria. And this is, the book is called The Day Spring of Youth. And it's actually a really interesting book. I have an electronic copy that I will put on the website. So with the show recording, I'll also put a link to download the book, the PDF. It's a really interesting book, and it talks at all levels. It gives like some fantastic gems, and unfortunately a lot of the time they're just like one-liners, and you wished it was going into more depth on a particular teaching. And it's just loaded with good information and teachings. Like, you could read that book multiple times and pick up something new every single time. And so the teachings from this book are what I'll probably be going through mostly, and also a practice from that same book. And the Master Moria, just before I start, is said to be one of the initiates of the Great Brotherhood of Light. And at the moment he dwells with his brother, Master Kutumi, in the Himalayas. And so the Master Moria and the Master Kutumi were the guides, two of the spiritual guides of Helena Blavatsky, who was the founder of the Theosophical Society. And so she was in communication with these higher beings, higher initiates. And so a lot of her work and the influence of her work is from these masters. And the Master Moria is said to be of the Ray of Force, which is the same ray that the Master Samael was under. And I don't know if any of you have the hard copy book of The Day Spring of Youth. The one that I have, it's even picking up the book, it has a lot of force in it. It's something really hard to explain, but something that definitely made an impact on me the first time that I read the whole book. This talk today is mainly on the first two chapters. Okay, so I wanted to firstly define nous, the word itself. And from the dictionary, when I looked it up, it said nous, intellect, divine reason, and in GB, colloquial, I assume is Great Britain, common sense or gumption. And I was quite amused at the word gumption, because I only had recognised it from my cleaning product. And so I will definitely Never used that my gumption at home in the same way, knowing that it's got a lot of common sense in it. And it's a pretty good cleaner too. So I don't know if gumption exists, the cleaner, in other countries. So hopefully you get that. So nous is also used in a lot of different places. Like the use and the spread of the word is far beyond anything that I had realized before I had entered into these Gnostic studies. So we know it means intellect, more of a higher logic or reason. It also is used, the term, in the four states of consciousness, which has been covered on this show. But just to reiterate, all human beings fall under four different states of consciousness. We have the deep sleep. That's the deepest sleep, totally unconscious way of being, of living. We have the waking consciousness. We have the self-conscious, and we have the objective consciousness. So the objective consciousness is also termed the nous. And so it quite fits well with the definition of the dictionary, because that is what we want to achieve. We don't want to achieve a subjective consciousness truth that's only true for me. We want that truth is truth. It's not a subjective thing. And so I thought it was interesting that state is the nous. And while we're continuing to list the different references of the word, the Master Samael also refers to the nous that marries the beautiful Helen, and that represents the marriage of the divine soul to the human soul. So that is, you know, one of the stages of the esoteric path, where those two souls marry, and then they join together with Atman, our being, our innermost. Our innermost is something we're going to talk about a bit later in this topic, because it's definitely relevant. And just to finish up, a lot of philosophers have worked and used the word nous, and you know, that could be a whole different show on its own. But anyways, so the common understanding that we could say is that it's like our inner intuition. So intuition is a very, globally understood term, and I think each and every one of us have a certain understanding of what intuition is, at least for them, and the feelings that arise when we have that inner knowledge, that inner knowing. And so this nous, this intuition, is accessible to everyone, whether we are aware of it or not, whether we trust it or not, it's there. And so that's part of this show tonight, is to talk about this and how we can access it, the practice that we can use, or as prescribed by the Master Moria, to be able to connect with our nous atom, our inner intelligence. So in the book, you'll see it's really fantastic, because it talks about the spiritual work, but in quite a different, more like a scientific type of way. And it talks a lot about atomic intelligence, and that the body or our physical organism is made up of different constituents by different types of atoms. And we know that in modern science, tells us that we have different atoms and they form different molecular combinations, and that these form compounds and so on and so forth. But the atoms, or use of atoms in this teaching, is a bit more esoteric. And it's sort of trying to show us that we have a lot of different types of energies. We have energies of a higher nature, and that we can, through the yoga practice, attract these higher energies, or these higher atoms, and that this helps us in our work and helps us in to increase our wavelength. And in response to increasing our wavelength or vibration, we are better in connection with all the other higher atoms or intelligences, all the elementals there, all the beings that exist that help to teach us, help us, give us some force and guidance. And so we can better ourselves and live to our highest principles. And so we have access to these higher atoms, but we don't use them, we don't rely on them. It says in the book, they neither heed nor help us. So the purpose, you could say, of that, the book, and it says this in the introduction, is it's the science of union, or yoga, as it's called in the West, in the East, to acquaint man with his innermost. That really is the aim, is for that union with our higher self, our higher being, or our innermost. And the nous atom is actually also called the master builder or the master mason, and it is in charge of all of the constructive principles in our body. So whenever anything needs to be constructed for a higher purpose, it's the nous atom's plan. And so we the blueprint of the nous atom, the nous atom holds the blueprint of our master plan, you could say, of our higher being. And the Master Samael says it's the first vital centre that functions in the fetus and the last atom which stops living in our organism. So this atom contains the mind, life, energy and willpower of the human being. It has an opal-like luminous aura which irradiates and shines and is the dwelling of Brahma. So it's the place where our inner being dwells, which is pretty big. And our aim is to connect us to our innermost. And so we'll just go to a music break. So if anyone wishes to call and ask a question, then would be a good time, 8250-3735. And I've chosen a piece by Vivaldi. It's the spring composition. So we'll be back on the show to continue on the nous atom. Okay, and we're back on the Gnostic Waves, and that was a track from Vivaldi, the spring composition. And I'm talking on the topic of the nous atom, and I was just saying how I've actually failed to mention the location of the nous is in the left ventricle of the heart. And it's the minute image of perfected man within the left ventricle of the heart that the physical body must eventually conform to in its progress. It's said that we have to be alert for any message coming from the nous atom, and there's an old hermetic saying, which is, be alert for your master's voice as he is alert for yours. So learning how to listen to our inner voice, to our intuition, or as is called, the nous atom. And what else? It's a spinning body living within its own atmosphere called the master builder. And so we need to learn to listen to it and to hear its guidance. It's also said that we have the same nous atom in every life that we have, every different incarnation, but we don't always listen to its guidance, which I thought was very interesting, because sometimes, or often, we are asleep to our inner reality and therefore we're not going to listen to that guidance. So hopefully if we're listening to this show, we want to start to listen to the inner intelligence that's within us, that's accessible to us, that we can work to reconnect with. Now, there's lots of, well, I wanted to mention before, there's lots of different atoms that Master Moria refers to in the book. There's the initiate atoms, scholar atoms, destructive atoms. Don't we know about them? Informer atoms, transformation atoms. But there's also atoms called aspiring atoms. And from reading the book over, it became quite clear that these aspiring atoms are one of the very pivotal energies or atoms that we work with, because this is where we start to build a force, a strength for the nous atom to work. So if the nous atom is the master, they're of a different hierarchy of atoms within us, the aspiring atoms are there to help the nous atom to work towards that goal, that aim that we wish to unfold in our life. You could say our life purpose, our higher life purpose. And so without these aspiring atoms, we will therefore, the nous atom just has to use what's got in there. And for most of us, that is probably not the highest quality atoms. We may have quite a lot of destructive atoms or indolent atoms, not quite the ones that we need for our own personal growth. And so we need to learn how to acquire these higher level atoms or wavelengths. And so I should define what aspiring atoms are. So from the book, they are higher forms of energy and intelligence that through yoga practice, the student attracts to his physical and mental body. Now, obviously, this is what we want to attract and what we want to work with. And he talks, the book's amazing, and he refers to these atoms a lot, and he talks a lot about the nous atom, and I'm not going to be able to cover everything that is written, but definitely if you're interested in the topic, do read up on the book, The Dayspring of Youth. So how do we do? In the practice that we go through, we're going to work to attract these aspiring atoms. It's actually quite simple, and the main work is with the breath. So through the breath, we are attracting these higher forces. And so, yes, the secret is in the breathing of atoms of a developed nature. For their higher rate of vibration develops our atomic structures. This is done by inhaling into the nasal passages a certain type of atom called aspiring atoms. And then it goes on to say about the mental body and how the atmosphere of our mental body is controlled by the atmosphere of this world. So we are all linked. Our mental body, our mind, our intellect is all linked to everyone else's. And this is not something new. We know of a universal mind that exists and connects us all. And that's why we impact each other quite profoundly. And so it says that when we breathe in the energy manifesting in this new age through yoga, we can throw off this control. So we can start to think for ourselves, you could say, to have thoughts of our own and to develop what we call individuality. So individuality is when we stop being a robot and we start to act consciously. It says that by aspiring when breathing, we attract the atoms of this new energy into us and slowly conform to their wavelength. These atoms bring us a sensation of joy similar to a morning in spring. So maybe that's why it's called the day spring of youth. It says the deeper the student goes, the more he assumes an energy and directness unparalleled in his normal state. He will undergo a complete change and realize as never before the possibilities of his future welfare and how indolent he is here to been. When we are correctly related to the atoms of the universe, we can command its powers. If the student has no love in his heart, however, he will be unable to attract these atoms that will help him to regain his lost intelligence. Mental effort alone will never unite him to his central universe. And I think there's a really profound point here. We need to have that love in our heart to be able to attract these higher atoms. And so a lot of the time we don't have that love. We have the residues, the after effects of the ego. So the hatred, the envy, malice, fear. We know all these things by, you know, negative emotional states that exist. And really to experience that natural, free, higher emotion of love is really difficult. So a lot of the times we just work with the mental effort. Like we know we need to do something to change, to feel better, but we don't really do it from the right place, which is in the heart. And it's said that we have to treat the nous atom with love and respect, and this helps attract good atoms, so the higher frequency atoms to us. And so that's probably a good place to start in this work, is to actually learn to direct love to the nous. And it's not like that type of self-love that we see in New Ageism, you could say, where we always have to love ourselves before anyone else and put ourselves first and all that. I mean, there's a truth there. We need that self-respect, but it needs to go to the right place. It needs to go into this nous and not into, you know, our vanity or our pride. And it's very difficult to know the difference, because if we don't have that level of comprehension or observation, then it's just going to go and to feed our, you know, to feed our pride or, you know, our vanity. But no, we want to send that love, those good vibrations, you could say, into the nous atom. And this is one of the steps that helps us to aspire. And it's interesting, because when we aspire to do something, we are yearning for greatness, for goodness. And that's exactly what we're trying to do in this practice. These practices is to attract higher energies to us. And so through that, everything else unfolds, because with these higher energies, the nous atom then has the correct workers in its realm to unfold as it should. But until those workers or those energies are not there, then the plan, the blueprint of our lives and our purpose isn't going to be able to unfold. And there's another point I wanted to mention, and it mentions this throughout the book, but it's about picking up negative or destructive atoms from our atmosphere. So we can often be picking up atoms that are not pro the nous atom, so destructive things. And it could be places that are unclean, that are not well ventilated, in cemeteries, in places that have lingering energies. And these can affect us, and we can pick them up. And it's really interesting, because in the book they talk about the times of Atlantis, and some people or travellers from Atlantis were going to set up like a society or a temple somewhere in what is known as Egypt. But they passed through Athens, and they left atoms there to aid the development of that culture, of that Greek culture in Athens, you know, many millions of years before. And so these atomic energies or intelligences are, you know, quite withstanding. Or at least when we're conscious of them, or consciously working with them, But yes, it's advised in the book to, that we need to be like a chemist, that someone that knows about energies. So when we're in an atmosphere, if there's, you know, energies that we perceive are destructive or not going to help us, going to weigh us down, that we are more careful in those places. Not necessarily about avoiding those places completely, because sometimes we can't avoid them. We just have to be conscious of them, and then afterwards just really work to attract more aspiring atoms or higher atoms, you know, even working with fresh air and conscious breathing to be able to move those energies on. And also the use of incense. So we've had a talk many, many moons ago from Poem of Session about the use of incense. And incense is a great atmosphere cleanser, and it can help change, you know, elevate a vibration in a room. And so we can use incense to cleanse. We can use incense to purify, to remove what's known as astral larvae that we can pick up from different places. And, yeah, so we can use something like camphor or something that is a lot stronger but definitely effective is sulfur. But it's, you know, it's quite a potent, you know, fume. So you probably wouldn't want to be asthmatic or have any type of respiratory problems using that. Yeah, so there's a lot to be said about our atmosphere, and we want to be able to have, you know, as pure and clean atmosphere as we can. And yeah, so it's to be aware of these things. So then there are qualities of these aspiring atoms. Now, these atoms, they attract higher intelligences, they attract higher wavelengths, and that's what we want in life. So as I mentioned, they help feed the nous atom. They help us connect to our innermost. And it says that when we pray, we often attract and activate these atoms within us. And it's interesting because he says that when we have that feeling, like when we have a good meditation and a prayer, when we are asking for help and we feel something in our heart, he says actually that's the work of these aspiring atoms within us. They're working to, they're activating and working with the nous atom. So they're not actually our innermost themselves, which is quite interesting enough. It's like the precursor to that. And so through the work that we do, asking for help, we're like building up these forces, building up these strength. And that's quite promising, because sometimes we might, if we are commonly praying or consistently praying for help, we may sometimes think, hey, I'm not being heard, or is anyone listening? Is there anyone out there? And often with prayer, it's the last form. You know, when we're the most desperate, that's when we ask for help. And so we might think that nothing's happening. But actually, at the very least, we're collecting atomic energies that are helping us to build that connection with our higher self. And what they're doing is they're helping us to give birth to latent energies within us. So that's really the whole point of this, is to learn to reconnect with those energies. And yes, so we'll go to another short music break. And this is a track from the same CD, but it's the composition of Summer. So from the four seasons of Vivaldi, this is the first track of the summer. So we'll be back to continue the topic. That was Vivaldi helping with the music break there, and just continuing on the topic of the nous atom, our own inner intelligence. And so we're just talking about the purpose of working with the aspiring atoms, or to have aspirations, to have hope. And yes, the important thing is that these atoms help us to connect to build the bodies within us to connect with our innermost. And the innermost is defined as that part of reality or God within man that the yogi seeks to attune himself to before attaining cosmic consciousness. So all the teachings in this book are just really fantastic for the Western mind or the Western yoga, because it explains things in a way that, quite simply, but also in depth. So it says that what we need to do is to work to aspire, to have increase the higher energies within us. And this unfolds, this helps strengthen the nous atom and therefore to help us to connect with our innermost. So it's like building the materials, building the bodies within us that we need to sustain, to connect with the real true part of our being, ourself. And we know that in the Gnostic teachings that we have to develop those inner bodies. It's not in conflict with any of the teachings. It's just explained in a different way. And so we know that we fabricate the internal bodies through the work with our creative energies. And this is something that is also mentioned in the book, is that our creative organs are not just used for procreation, they're actually used to help us to develop our imagination, actually. And it's really interesting because, when we have a healthy imagination, we have a healthy mind and a healthy body. There's so much to say on that point, but it's definitely worth working with those creative energies to build our internal reality. And I just wanted to say that when we try to do this work, when we aspire, when we look after ourselves, when we are treating yourself well and sending love and respect to our own inner atoms, our own higher intelligence, then they respond to that and they see that we're trying to be healthy in mind and healthy in body, and therefore they are going to respond. And so slowly we build up stronger atoms and then we become stronger, our health, our body becomes stronger. And so it all starts with aspiring and working with the breath and being conscious of our atmosphere and the energies within there. So it's something that each and every one of us can do. It's not a difficult task. And then very simply from that, we build and we connect with our lost inheritance, which is our innermost. And that sense of knowing and that sense of peace and having, again, that instinctive perception of what the truth is, which we've lost. Or we've just thought about so much that we've ended up losing it because we're so stuck in the mind. And that's sort of just how it is at this day and age. We've lost that connection to our inner intelligence. But, hey, let's try and get it back. All right, so we're going to do meditation practice now. So as usual, we get ourselves ready, we get ourselves in a position that's comfortable, not too comfortable, that we'll fall asleep. Preferably we are sitting up, our back is straight, without it causing too much discomfort. Working to minimize all external distractions if possible, except for this recording or this show. You may want to keep this playing. Thank you. working to feel that sense of relaxation, that sense of peace in the moment, in this moment, and all other moments are not important. Not necessary to think about them, any future moments or any past moments. We just want to be relaxed and content right now. Conscious breathing. Imagining the fresh oxygen going to all the body. Going to do the practice recommended by the Master Moria in the book Dayspring of Youth. Where we work with the breath. We inhale. We focus on the word aspire, or just reflect on aspire. And when we breathe in, we focus our attention on the root of the nose. Which is a magnetic area. We're collecting these conscious atoms. That are magnetized to this point at the root of the nose. And we breathe in 6 times. Imagining that those aspiring atoms accumulating in the root of the nose. When we breathe in, we can mentally pronounce aspire. We've accumulated these atoms in our nose, the root of the nose. The next part of the practice, we breathe in And then we focus our attention in the heart, in the nous atom, which is the left ventricle of the heart. We direct these atoms in the root of the nose into the heart center. So we work with the imagination, imagining this energy accumulated in the nose. When we exhale, moving into the left ventricle of the heart. Really consciously feeding, nourishing the nous atom. Giving it the attention, the love, the respect. We are sending these aspiring atoms to that center. We're also listening. So now let us do this practice in one breath. We inhale, attracting aspiring atoms to the root of the nose. We exhale, sending those atoms to the nous in the heart. Showing this nous atom that we are attentive, that we care, that we trust. That it is the master builder in our system, that it does actually know best, that there is an intelligence there that we can't comprehend, but we accept. Do this practice properly, there is no room for pride or false dignity. Whilst the nous atom is a part of us, in a way it's separate to us, it's more conscious, more subtle. So continuing to breathe in, aspiring, attracting these atoms for higher voltage to the root of the nose. And then directing them into the left ventricle of the nose atom. Okay, so before we finish, just doing a reflection over the practice. Did we find it difficult to feel those atoms of aspiration or of aspiring atoms? Did the practice take its own shape and form, and that we were able to find our own way of attracting these atoms? Because pretty sure that there's many different ways we can do the same thing. Were there any blockages that we experienced in sending that energy into the heart center? So it's always interesting to do a reflection on the practice, any thing that made it difficult, or if there was any resistance and anything that we could do better next time. And so it's suggested to do that practice every day, and then in 2 weeks or if not before we would feel that nous atom building strength, and then having the force and the connection to be able to communicate with our own inner intelligence, which is something that is priceless, but only we can work to develop that. So that brings us to the end of the program. Thank you so much for your company this week. And the next week's topic will be the hidden side of the psychological moon, which is a very fascinating topic, if I do say so myself. And keep an eye out on the website, gnosticwaves.com, or if you want to email, please do, gnosticwaves@gmail.com. I look forward to your questions and comments, or else hope you can join us on the show next week, Tuesday, 6:30 p.m. Adelaide time. All right, good evening.